Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hello, and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm your host, Laura Adams. If you're like most Americans, you have a credit card or two in your wallet and wouldn't leave home without it. Back in show 126 called Take Charge of Your Credit Cards, I mentioned upcoming legislation for consumer protection called the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure, or CARD Act of 2009. The first phase of the new law was implemented on August 20th, and the remaining two phases will go into effect in early and mid-2010. In this show, I'll cover the three major provisions of the first phase and give you 10 tips to help you win the battle of consumer versus credit cards. The first change that all credit card users will notice is that you'll get more advance warning about changes to your account. If a credit card company wants to make any substantial changes to your terms, such as increasing your interest rate or fees, they have to notify you in writing at least 45 days in advance. Prior to the new legislation, consumers only got a 15-day heads-up about these types of impending changes if they received any notification at all. The second provision in the CARD Act is that you can just say no to your card issuer's proposed changes to your account. The company must inform you in writing about your right to opt out of their changes. If you don't want to pay a higher interest rate or more fees, you can cancel your account before they make any changes. That means, of course, that you can't use the card anymore to make new purchases, but if you have an outstanding balance, cancellation allows you to lock in the original, lower interest rate and other terms on your account while you repay it. The third change that went into effect in round one of the new credit card law is that you'll have more time to pay your bill. Card issuers must now give you at least 21 days to pay up after your statement has been mailed out or electronically delivered. That's an improvement from the previous 14-day billing requirement. While these changes to credit cards are a real win for consumers, the banking industry has said that they come with a downside. The problem is that banks are expecting reduced profits as a result of the legislation, on top of the losses they've already experienced due to the recession. That leaves them scrambling to find new ways to create revenue and to protect themselves against risk. Many card issuers have already cut credit limits and increased interest rates, fees, and minimum payments in anticipation of the new laws before customers could legally opt out. By the way, the new rules don't prohibit slashing your credit limit or increasing your minimum payment, and you can't opt out of those changes like you can with interest rate hikes and fees. In general, credit may become less available for individuals and small businesses under the new regulations. Or it may take a higher credit score to allow you to get the same amount of credit that you could have gotten before. Many domestic banks have already raised the minimum credit score that they require for credit card approval. The bottom line is that you need to stay alert for changes to the terms of your credit cards and consider ditching one and applying for another when there are better options. Here are 10 tips about where to find the best credit card deals and how to get the most out of your existing cards. Number 1, pay all your bills on time so you keep your credit score in tip-top shape. As I mentioned, those with better credit will get better credit cards, which means you'll save money on interest and fees. Number 2, find out what credit cards your bank offers. Sometimes also having a deposit account with an institution qualifies you for a better deal or special card rewards. Number 3, consider opening a brokerage account with an institution that offers a competitive card. For example, Charles Schwab has been recognized for their Visa Rewards card that gives brokerage customers 2% unlimited cash back with no annual fees.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Number four, if you have a card that you like but haven't used in a while, consider making at least a couple small charges on it each year. That will prevent the issuer from canceling the card due to inactivity and ensure you keep a good credit card. Number five, set up your credit card for an automatic minimum payment. Some institutions, such as Chase, offer special rewards for enrollment in auto pay. That way, you'll be sure to never miss a payment deadline and get stuck with increasing late fees and penalties. If you can pay more than the minimum, you can always change the transaction amount before the due date. Number six, be sure to pay your balances off in full and on time each month, especially when you use higher interest rewards cards. You may find some banks are scaling back rewards, charging new annual fees, and revoking awards when you pay late. When that happens, they may charge you a fee to reinstate your awards. Number seven, consider card offers from smaller regional banks or credit unions that may offer better deals. The Pentagon Federal Credit Union always gives nice perks to members, and if you're not eligible to join for free, you can still get in by paying a small annual fee to the National Military Family Association. The Pentagon Credit Union has a rewards card that pays cash back each month of 5% for gas purchases, 2% at supermarkets, and 1.25% on everything else with no annual fee. Check it out at PenFed.org. Number eight, the American Express Blue Cash Card is one of my personal favorites to use where it's accepted. It offers 5% cash back each year for gas, groceries, and drugstore purchases, and 1.25% cash back on just about everything else after you spend a certain amount, with no annual fee. Number nine, if you have excellent credit, take advantage of it by getting a low-interest card. Right now, the Simmons First National Bank has a Visa with 7.25% variable interest rate. Visit SimmonsFirst.com for more details. And number 10, take a look at the following websites to research other credit card offers: CardRatings.com, BankRate.com, CreditCards.com, and CardHub.com. You'll find links to all the resources I've mentioned at MoneyGirl.QuickAndDirtyTips.com. I'll keep you updated about the next phase of regulations that'll take effect in February of 2010. That's when we'll see restrictions on interest rate increases, new gift card policies, limitations placed on marketing credit cards to young adults, and much more. Keep up with me on Twitter under the username Laura Adams with no space. Find all my other contact information at moneygirl.quickanddirtytips.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.